Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. How was church last night? My, what a wonderful midweek service. I enjoy Wednesday night so much, and we had a great time together last night and continue our study on the gifts of the Spirit. And what a wonderful, wonderful gathering we had. And God met with us. We had a wonderful spirit, wonderful singing, wonderful Bible study. Just great to be with the people of God right in the middle of the week. And I hope your service was just what you needed and what the Lord provided for you, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and you're ready to take on the rest of this week as we head towards Sunday. Sunday will be a special day here for us. It's our 20th anniversary of being the pastor and my wife, our 20th anniversary of serving here at Bible Baptist Church. What a joy it's been. 20 years. Hard to believe, really, but my, oh my, what God has done in 20 years. We're very, very grateful and humbled that He would allow us to serve here with such wonderful people at Bible Baptist Church. And so we look forward to celebrating that on this coming Sunday. And if you can come out and join us, we'd love to have you be part of the celebration. And it'll be a wonderful, wonderful Lord's Day. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. He's writing to the church at Ephesus, which was a great church at the time, and he's reminding them of their blessings. He begins, I'm going to start in verse number 3 of chapter 1, where Paul writes, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth, even in him, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ." I read all that because there wasn't a period until you get to the end of verse 12, from 3 to 12. And so Paul is excited here about the blessings that he has in Christ. He goes on without a breath, without any kind of period or new thought. This is all a thought, just one long sentence. And he's writing this as he's imprisoned in Rome. And yet he's feeling blessed and in awe of God that his pen flows as the Spirit gives him utterance. And he realizes how blessed he is and how blessed those in Ephesus are. And again, "Blessed be the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Oh, he's talking about being in heavenly places when he's sitting in the slammer. He's in prison. But God has blessed us. God has favored us with every spiritual blessing. Think on that today. There's nothing more God can bless us with spiritually. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Eternal life, yes, but that's not all. We think, don't miss out on what God's giving us here just in this side of eternity. I know most Christians can see what God's given us has superior to anything that we might be able to ask or imagine. But more and more in today's church, the consumer prosperity gospel is infiltrated people's minds. And Jesus is seen more as a celestial sugar daddy who we expect to make this life better and bless us in worldly ways. And we kind of think God's there to meet our desires and our earthly pleasures more so than that he desires to see us grow and serve him. He promises, now there's no doubt, he promises that if we live as directed, we live as he states in the Word of God, that we'll have a better life here on earth. But those promises are not unconditional, and they don't refer necessarily to typical earthly or what we would consider material blessings. In fact, more often, the promises are just the opposite, that oftentimes our life here on earth is going to be met with persecution and difficulty because of our association with Jesus Christ. The hope he speaks about here is not just about this life, it's about spiritual blessings that God gives us now and that await us once we get to heaven. And that helps us get through any difficulties we have in this life. Would any of us really prefer to get all the blessings now in this life and then just die? Or worse, suffer eternal torment in hell away from God? Would you forfeit the spiritual and heavenly blessings that await us just to have a little more health or happiness or money in this life? No, we wouldn't do that. So he's focusing on the spiritual blessings. And I want to share those few of those today and probably tomorrow because there's a lot here. And it's the blessings. I want to talk to you about how I am blessed and you are blessed. You look in the mirror and look at that person you're looking at and say, I am blessed. And notice what he says. First of all, we have the blessing of holiness. The blessing of holiness. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. See, it's God that makes us saints, not ourselves. Nothing we do makes us saints. Saint, the word saint simply means set apart one. And once you're saved, you're considered a saint because you're set apart for God. God has set us apart, pure, morally blameless, chosen by him. And none of that is on our part, that's on God's part. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. That's how we're born into this world. We are born sinners, and therefore we cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Therefore, we all fall short of the glory of God. So we have to have another birth. We have to have a rebirth. We must be born again. Compared to God, we're filthy and pitiful. Yet God in his mercy and with his grace, through his Son, Jesus Christ, will make us all those other good things, pure and morally blameless and chosen. It's only through Christ that we can have those. We don't always feel very holy or feel blameless, but we are nonetheless because we are holy and blameless in Jesus Christ. And we're to be living to make that a reality in our lives. And God doesn't leave us on our own to do that. He says, I'll work in you both to will and to do of my good pleasure. He'll do it by the Spirit of God that indwells every believer. Now, I know we're in a culture that likes to feel something before we do it. But biblically, scripturally, we're to live by faith. And that means we believe it. We believe what God says, even if we don't feel it yet as our reality. Then we still obey it and we still claim it. The more you believe God has made you holy and given you the divine power to be holy, the more you'll have confidence to strive to be holy and have success as a follower of Jesus Christ. In essence, God is simply telling us, I made you holy. Now, act like you believe in me and act like you are holy. But we're not under our own power. We do it with his power. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And he's called the Holy Spirit. And he will help us to live a holy life. What a blessing to be holy. And then he talks something else here about the blessing of predestination. Verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. And so he's saying, now there's confusion and disagreement about this. I understand. He said in verse 4 that he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and blameless. Now it says he predestinated us for adoption as children through Christ according to the purpose of his will. Now, I know those who are of Calvinist persuasion would argue that God has already predetermined or predestined who's going to be saved and who isn't. But I think about the Pharaoh in the Exodus story. The Bible says Pharaoh hardened his heart several times, and then God hardened it. Now, it seemed all along God knew Pharaoh wouldn't come around. And God is all-knowing, and he certainly does know who's going to get saved and who isn't. But God does tell us in his word he does not want any to perish. So there obviously is some free will for people to accept or reject Jesus Christ. And the invitation is open to everyone. The invitation is whosoever will may come. And so everyone is able to come. And God takes no pleasure in causing someone to exist only to know they're destined for eternal torment in hell and no chance of ever going to heaven. God only selecting a few to be saved, that doesn't fit with the character of God. I believe this predestination process has to do with the process of redemption and the process of salvation that God ordained before he even created anything. Knowing what would happen, knowing the end from the beginning, the plan was predestinated that all those who turn to Christ for salvation and call out to him would be saved through Christ. Romans 8:29-30. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be firstborn among many brethren. See, the thing that's predestined is how we live after we're saved. We're predestined to be conformed to his image. And we're in Christ, and he'll begin that process. And if that isn't happening, well then, my friend, that's a problem. So the process is more, he's predestined that we, notice what it says, under the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. Yeah, that we would be adopted into the family of God when we put our faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior. It's the process here that is predestined, not the individual people. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. God's not willing any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth? Jesus looked at a group one day and he said, you will not come to me that you might have life. He didn't say you cannot come. He said, you will not come. Oh, you can be saved if you want to be saved. Now, God knows, but that doesn't mean the invitation isn't open to all. So I have the blessing of predestined what? That I'm going to be adopted into the family by faith in Jesus Christ. Predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, my Savior. Oh, to be like thee. Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness. Come in thy fullness. Stamp thine own image deep on my heart. Oh, that's what we're after. And that's what God has predetermined, that we grow to be like Jesus Christ. Well, I got some more blessings to share. Blessing of holiness, blessing of predestination. Let's talk about that blessing of adoption a little bit more when we come back on the broadcast tomorrow, okay? Don't forget our Bridge to Recovery tonight, 6:30 p.m. Come on out and join us for a great night of the recovery program. All right, and then we'll be back on the radio tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
the joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.